You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 117, Killing Me Softly with His Song by Roberta Flack. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. Today on Lyrics Undercover, and by request from Mark in Colorado Springs, we're taking a look at the 1973 hit Killing Me Softly with His Song, as it was first made famous by R&B singer Roberta Flack. It's really the product of several artists, though one played his part unwittingly. First, a bit about Roberta Flack. She was born in Black Mountain, North Carolina, one of three children in a cramped, crowded little space. Poverty couldn't keep her down. She started school at age four and skipped grades so many times that she graduated from Howard University, which she attended on a full music scholarship, at 19. She worked as a school music teacher and moonlighted as an accompanist in a restaurant where the waitstaff sang operas, and it was there that she eventually began singing popular music herself. Her break came in 1968 when the soul piano player Les McCann saw her performing at a benefit. He helped get her an audition with Atlantic Records. She recorded on her own and with singer Donny Hathaway. In 1972, Clint Eastwood chose one of her songs for the soundtrack of Play Misty for Me, which gave her an extra push towards stardom. Meanwhile, singer-songwriter Lori Lieberman was writing the lyrics that would later become a hit for Roberta Flack, and that creation was inspired by another performer, Don McLean. McLean wasn't quite the big name he'd later become and was touring small theaters. Lori Lieberman was so blown away by his song Empty Chairs during a performance in Los Angeles that she was moved to write a poem called Killing Me Softly with His Blues, about a singer who seems to know every fact of his listener's life. Songwriters Charles Fox and Norman Gimbel were inspired by that poem and wrote a song, which Lori Lieberman recorded. Sometime later, Roberta Flack heard Lieberman's recording and liked it enough to record it herself. She made substantial changes to the chord structure and changed the phrase "with his blues" to "with his song" for her own recording. Lori Lieberman claims to have never received proper credit for her original poem.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song. Telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Some critics found Roberta Flack's singing a bit too slick and perfect, feeling that it lacked true emotion. However, her version of the song took off, heading to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in February 1973. It stayed there for 4 weeks, dipped, and then rose to number one again at the end of March. It went on to win three Grammys, including Best Female Pop Vocal Performance. Since 1973, Killing Me Softly with His Song has been covered dozens of times, including versions in many languages. It gained attention again after a cover by Lauryn Hill with the Fugees in 1995, and once more after it appeared in the film About a Boy in 2002. Roberta Flack continued recording with Donny Hathaway until his death in 1979. She later worked with R&B singer Peebo Bryson and Jamaican artist Maxi Priest, as well as recording solo, and found success on the R&B and adult contemporary charts in the 1980s. In 1999, she received her own star on the Walk of Fame in Hollywood.
I felt all flushed with fever, embarrassed by the crowd.
loyalty, found my letters and read each one out loud. I prayed that he would finish, but he just kept right on strumming my fate with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song. He sang
According to Lori Lieberman's website, Don McLean eventually learned that Killing Me Softly with his song was inspired by his performance, and he was delighted. Roberta Flack continues to work in music, occasionally collaborating with R&B artists and touring smaller venues. The brilliant student and former teacher also lends her expertise and her time to an elementary school music program in the Bronx. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Diane Cook, hosted by me, Brian Ibbett, and sponsored by the Denver Post. Check them out at denverpost.com. If you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.